I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Straight up, Saturday morning, freezing cold, balls cold out there. Unbelievable. Oh, what a disaster. 888-808-1019. If it didn't go on a Saturday, we are here till 7 o'clock. The John Boy preview, review, jamboree, all of that, everything like that. Nico Skarlatis on the other side of the glass. You know, I'm going to open with the Knicks, who beat Portland by 30 last night. And have now won five straight games after all the panic and, the sky is falling and they lost 9 out of 11 and how can it be and on and on and on. Let's trade everybody for Giannis, right? All of this. And now all of a sudden, all the Knicks needed to straighten themselves out was a visit from the Brooklyn Nets. They beat them by 54 points, the biggest margin of victory in the history of the franchise. And they haven't looked back. Now, they got a tough game tomorrow. They got the Lakers coming in tomorrow. By the way, if you want to buy a ticket to sit in the last row on what used to be the old Blue Heaven, it'll cost you about $950. I guess if you go on, whatever, any one of the ticket agencies that sell this stuff. Unbelievable. LeBron and company coming tomorrow night to the Garden. But the Knicks are sitting right now at 30-18. How many Knicks fans out there, if I said before the season, look, 48 games into the year, they're going to be 30-18. Would you have been all right with it? Would you? I mean, would that not be good enough, right? Because the bottom line is this. It's all about the playoffs. And the Knicks are going to be in the playoffs. We know that. And then they're going to have to beat, you know, Boston, Philly, Detroit. They're going to have to beat these teams. Toronto, who they whacked pretty good the other day in Toronto. They're going to have to beat these teams. And it doesn't matter. And haven't we figured out, haven't you realized yet, Knicks fans, how little the home court advantage really means? I mean, what does it really mean anymore? We've seen the Knicks win big playoff games on the road, right? We saw that last year in Detroit, in Boston. And we've seen the Knicks lose big playoff games at home. As we've seen the last couple of years against Indiana, right? Game 7, 2 years ago against Indiana at the Garden. They lost. So I can't get hung up on a little bit of a mid-season malaise in the never-ending 82-game, never-ending NBA season and schedule. I just can't. I can't get nuts about it. And the Knicks have righted the ship. 5 in a row. You're happy they've done that. A nice win last night just blasted the Portland. But here's the other thing, too. All this Giannis stuff, right? Are we really in that big a hurry to mess this team up? You know, everybody wants to trade Karl Anthony Towns. Oh, he's not any good. He doesn't fit into Mike Brown's offense. He doesn't do this. He doesn't do that, right? They had that game the other night. Who did they beat the other night when I guess it was the Philly game last Saturday. When they beat Philly and really took control of the game when Towns went out of the game and Mitchell Robinson, who's just been phenomenal. Mitchell Robinson is, Mitchell Robinson is the modern-day Dennis Rodman. That's exactly what he is. He's Dennis Rodman. Without all the, insanity that Dennis brings to the table. He really is. He's a demon. He's got to be the best offensive rebounder in the game right now. I mean, he really is. You know, he changes games without scoring. And that's what Rodman would do. Didn't have to score, and he would change games. And that's what Mitchell Robinson does. I like this team. I don't want to mess around with this team. I really don't. And by the way, Karl Anthony Towns had 20 rebounds last night. This is his second 20-plus rebound game in a week. He leads the NBA. For people that don't realize this, he is the leading rebounder in the NBA right now. Did he score only 10 points last night? We all get crazy. Well, Ananobi had, 24 last night? You got other guys that are scoring points now. You really do. Kolek had a nice game, too, last night. You know, he hadn't played for a while, but he. So I'm not in any hurry to mess this team up. and for Giannis? Because what are you going to have to give up? You're going to have to give up. I mean, I there's no more real draft capital to give up if you're the Knicks, right? There really isn't. So what would the trade be? Mikal Bridges, Towns, McBride? Is that the trade? You can't trade Josh Hart. You're not trading him. You're not trading Anunoby. Can't trade him, right? You're certainly not trading Mitchell Robinson. Can't trade him. So what are you trading? That would be the deal. I'm just as good leaving it alone. I really am. And where is the guarantee? Here's the other thing, too. Because I hear all these people, big Knicks fans, oh, Giannis, got to get him. He's one of the top four players in basketball. On and on. Is there any guarantee we're winning if he comes here? They haven't won since 1973. Do I think that Giannis is going to be put him over the top? No. I really don't. I like this team as it is. I really do. I do. And it's all going to come down to what they do in the playoffs. They're going to be in the playoffs. They're going to win their 50-plus games. You know, I don't know what seed they're going to be. But like I said, does it really matter? Does the home court really matter? Everybody says, well, it really matters in Game 7. Well, maybe. But the bottom line is, like I said, we see the Knicks win many a playoff game on the road. And we've seen the Knicks lose many a playoff game at Madison Square Garden. I don't want to start documenting all the big playoff losses the Knicks have had in the last 30-plus years in the Garden. We don't even want to go there, right? And, of course, last year, Game 1 against Indiana, we'll never forget that one. That wasn't exactly pretty. So, you know, all the Knicks fans got to calm down. All this Giannis talk, to me, you got to calm down. If they get him, great. All right, I guess. But I'm not sitting here pining for this trade. I'm just not. And you got to understand, you can't break down every NBA game. You know, you just can't. It's like baseball. It's 162 games. You can't get crazy when your team loses five games in a row. You can't. And you can't get crazy when the Knicks lose 9 out of 11 games or whatever it is, and they've rebounded beautifully, and they've now won 5 straight games. They're 12 games over 500. I'm not sure where they are in this. I think they're in first place, and well, the divisions don't mean anything anyway. But wherever they are, the bottom line is, do they win in the playoffs? It all comes down to that. So everybody's got to calm down. And like I said, if they get Giannis, okay. But I'm not sitting here pining for the deal. And you got to leave Carl Anthony Towns alone. Can you leave him alone? Really? Really? If he doesn't score 40 points a game, everybody's killing him. And he's the leading rebounder in the NBA. It's not too bad. Got a lot of guys that can score on his team. You really do.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.